And then we had to put UK on. Otherwise, you got into America. There's loads of source of hope. But there's only one source of hope, UK. Now, that should be turning now. Right. There we go. Right, we're live. Everything all right? Good, right. Source of hope. What does source of hope actually mean? Well, do you know, it ain't going... Oh, it is now. Right, good. There's a scripture in Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. I never touched it. Oh, it's going well, isn't it? Oh, it's going easy. Thank you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. But it's in believing. There's another translation that says, as you trust in him. I do a lot of hoping. I hope to get there on time. Anybody like that? Hey, I should be there. I'm hoping to be. I'm a little bit of a hoper. I'm a positive hoper, not a negative hoper. But the Bible's hope is the confident expectation of what God has promised. And this is the hope we have in him. Okay. There, right. Okay, so we look at, it's going awfully well, isn't it? Smooth, eh? Seamless, yes. So the other big word in source of hope is the source. So let's just look at that. What does the Bible say about source? Oh yes, what does the Bible say about source? Right, let's think about the river Ribble. Do you know, it isn't very good. Like when I tried it, it would just click, click, click. Ah, he's gone now. Okay, that's the Ribble, and that's the Poor Marsh. Does anybody know what the Poor Marsh is? The Ribble, there's a big marshland, there's the Old Marsh, the New Marsh, there's three different riverbanks, actually. That's the Ribble, but it's far, far from the source of the Ribble. We go a little bit farther down the Ribble, and we come to Avenham Park. Still the Ribble. Go a bit farther, and we get to Clitheroe. The river's going a little bit smaller. You've got Pendle in the background, and it's flowing a little faster. And we get to Settle, and again, the River Ribble's flowing along there. And you can see it's still wide, it's still a major river. But it ain't the source, is it? And we get to Ingleborough. And is it Ingleborough? Something like that. Ribblehead. And now you can see it's falling. It's falling down. Do you know the Ribble is the only river that flows out of Yorkshire westward. All the rest of them go eastwards. And we go on a little bit farther. And we come to this place that is called Newby Head Moss. Now that's just a bogland. When the rain drops down, the moss gets saturated. That is the source of the Ribble. We can see it. We can see about all the benefits. There used to be a lot of travel on the Ribble, didn't there? There's fishing on the Ribble. There's lots of other things, which I can't remember what I put down. The irrigation of crops. The Ribble is used all the way through its length, but there's only one source. Yes, there's only one source. And in Hebrews it says, he, Jesus, became the source of our eternal salvation to all who obey. Now we may be here, we may come to church. When I first came to church, I didn't realize there was a source. It was just a good place to go, good friends there, this, that, and the other. But it was only when I found the source I really understood my faith. And so the source of hope The hope is that we have in Jesus, and the source is in the Lord. He, Jesus, became the source of our eternal salvation to all who obey. And I trust that's why we're here today. We're here to enjoy, celebrate, this, that, and the other. But we're celebrating our source. We're celebrating Jesus. And this is the message. It's our joy and privilege to be ambassadors of the source of hope. And I think this is where Jan is going to come up now, love. Are you going to come up? We tag it in Kenya, you see, so we're tagging it here. We don't know what each other's going to say or when we're going to say it, but you're very good at interrupting me, aren't you, love? Yes, well, you get there's a microphone there. It's called getting a word in edgeways, isn't it? Okay. So, a little bit of information about Kenya. Right. Kenya is a big country. Do you realise how big Africa is? When you're flying from Manchester, when you hit the coast of Africa, you're only one third of the journey there. Inside the landmass of Africa, you can fit China, the USA, Europe, most of Europe, what's that, Argentine, New Zealand, India. Can you see how big that country is? Mm. And we're just going to a very, very small place, aren't we? Yeah. Now, can I introduce you to the team? Would you like to introduce us to the team, love?
Yes. The white gentleman is called Duncan.
Well, thank you for that. Right,
just a minute, buzz off. And Joseph is the guy in the blue shirt. And next to him is Alfred. And then below him is Dennis. Dennis is the teacher and the treasurer of the CMT team, isn't he? I can't decide who's got the biggest tummy, but it's definitely not you, darling.
That's great. And we work with this team. We'd actually been we started going to Kenya about 4 years ago, but it was about 2 years ago on our last day that we was actually introduced to this team. And there we go. Can I tell you, we travel miles with this team. That is actually a road in the centre, in one of the slums, and there's worse roads than that. I've got it. Ah, there we go. That's a picture of when we're in the country. Now, I should be able to do a... The reason why we got out of the car was that with the weight of us in the car, it wouldn't have managed to cross that little bit in the middle.
I don't know if trying to push. I wonder if trying to eat.
Yeah, so we have some exciting journeys. What I'd like to do is just, we decided what we'd do is share with you what we support to who. Because there is a big commitment. I don't know if people understand the commitment that we have actually made to support the people in Kenya. Those three guys, we support them with £1,000 a month, and that's divided amongst them, and that covers all the costs of traveling and this, that, and the other. And wow. I always say this, if you go to Africa and find somebody sat on a chair and saying, if I had money, I would do this, that and the other. Do you know what? We would just disappear. They're not the people to support. When we found these guys, they were working their socks off. They were working so hard with what little they had. And so our support enables them. And we are, as our logo says, we support those who serve. So, moving on to the next one. There we are. That's Joseph. Now, I don't know whether to play Joseph. No, I'm not going to play Joseph. Let's move on to the next
Joseph.
One. Right.
You said you were trying to get a...
Well, at 11:30, he's supposed to be ringing me. Now, we're doing a live interview. Honestly, on WhatsApp... anything could happen. And anything I've given him instructions what to say and what not to say, so don't worry. There's lots of stories in Kenya. This is the place we went 4 years ago, isn't it, love?
Yes.
The Bridges Centre. And in the 4 years, it was not like this. It was like a shanty town. This has altered so much over the last 4 years. And it's filled with 120 young people. All right, love?
Yes. The government, as many governments in many countries, whilst not necessarily offering financial support, do expect that people's love and desire to help will mean that they can bring the children. This is one of the children. Two babies were found. One of the babies was left on a riverbank, on a river that had crocodiles in it, and that was the little girl. And we can only assume that, you know, perhaps the hope, well, yeah, that was one way for Mum, and goodness only knows what Mum had to cope with. But the other little boy was found in a hospital, and both of them were rescued. So there again, this is in the Bridges Centre, no idea how old they are. They seem very similar in their development. The little girl, not quite so much. The little boy at the moment is bossing her around, but my hope is the next time we go, she'll be giving him what for.
Yeah, we have great fun there, don't we?
Yeah.
I couldn't get you on the bike, I don't know why. Eh? If you want to be in my gang, I think we're singing. We have lots of fun there. It's a really beautiful place. We've been mainly involved with the garden. We put water in. We've actually put a new water pump in. We've built tunnels, dug fish ponds. If you look at the back there, you can just see new irrigation in the garden. Now, it's very hard to take a Kenyan in light. You can't get any facial features, you know. I'll have to improve my photographic skills. Papa Lucas, he really wants to grow well, and he was struggling. So what we did, we paid for him to go to Zambia to where Phil is. You remember Phil, my buddy from Zambia? And he's got quite a few greenhouses there, and he worked there for a month and learned the skills of farming God's way, really. Conservation farming, which he was very, very pleased about. He was as proud as punch, and they printed him this out. Can I say, in Africa, they love certificates. I've got so many certificates.
Oh, crumbs.
Sorry about that, Mike. So that's the Bridges Centre, and we've just been a joy being with them. Actually, the guy on the right there is Bob Bridges, American church. He's actually visiting us at the second half of June, and I'd love him to come and just maybe have opportunity to share with you. He's a guy who's been going for how long is it, love?
At least 20, if not more, years. Yeah. He and Nancy have been going to Africa.
And they stay for 3 months each year. So that's the commitment to so many things. And it was Bob who introduced us to Joseph, and that was where our association with CMT, the Children's Ministry Team, started.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I think there's a member of the fellowship there, isn't there?
Never noticed.
Another member of the fellowship. Can you put it back?
Oh, there we go. Oh, yes, John. There he is. Hey. I feel that this photo, John, is not proper. I think I've widened it and it's not high enough, because we all look like we're stood like that, you know, and everybody knows. It doesn't do as good, this photograph, I think, but we had a wonderful time, John, didn't we? And I look forward to the next time you go with us. It keeps me in order, you see. Right, here we are. Right, we're not going to spend too long on the Greater Love School. It's a project we started on the 1st of January 2018. It's a 5-year program. The first year, we paid 82% of all the costs. And by year five, our contribution will have gone down to 30%. What we don't want to make them is that they can't cope without our aid. This is a five-year program which will be reducing our support year on year, and so that they can find alternative means of support. Yeah. At the moment, the 72% represents £1,400 a month. So you can see what sort of commitment that is over 12 months. But I tell you what, the difference in that school. Do you want to say anything, John?
I think, yes, the difference makes itself seen and felt, really. One of the things they weren't able to do was feed the children. And this is a slum school, obviously. And so... You're interrupting me.
It's not the first time.
No, it's not. It won't be the last. Yeah, these are the children. The hope is that parents can send them in a uniform sort of thing. It's not a requirement. And it's not a requirement that the parents pay, although really it should be, shouldn't it?
It is becoming more so.
Yeah. The joy of the difference we saw when we first went and they weren't being fed, there were little runny noses and you know, oh, crumbs. They looked as impoverished as they actually were. But now they have two meals. They have a breakfast and they have lunch. And they all line up for lunch, don't they? Mm. And the word goes around for the children who are the most in need of feeding. So all that happens. And it's just a joy to see. No more runny noses, not as many coughs.
It's really noticeable. We've not got a video of this because we've shown it so many times. But the new videos, there's not this... There is a video at the Mary Lucy Centre.
Oh, yeah.
And if you listen, you can hear the sniffing.
And the coughing.
It's the children who are just not healthy.
They're not nourished, are they?
So that's the greater love. It's a joy to work there. We've spent an awful lot on the flagging, the painting. Hendrick's Place. Hey?
The library.
No, Donna's not here. In memory of Ray. It's a real beautiful place. So that's it. We're on year two of a five-year project. And the next one...
Do you want to get them out now?
I went straight into that. Come on then.
Oh, look at this one. Oh, look at that one. And a train. And we talked about a train, didn't we, children, on there?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And here is Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
And here are all sorts of storybooks. Oh, look, there's the bear. We talked about the bear on there, didn't we?
Yeah.
So here's a story about the bear. Oh, I don't know whether you can meet... Oh... This is a snowman, children. You won't know about snow, will you? No. Is that enough to begin with? You help yourself now. I'll take some out.
Right.
So this is the picture of the school. There we are. This is the picture from the school that was built over the new year. It was this was the class was open for the first time when we was there, but by the 1st of May the full school will be open. The old school will be closed, and there should be up to 8 classrooms taking place here. They love the books. You know, I know I've stopped taking clothes as much as possible. Those books change lives. And talking to the teachers, they say, right, they do enjoy it. They're good for English, good for them understanding. But the colours and the pictures, it just takes them to a different level, so that in all their subjects, their imagination is alive.
Yes, yes.
And it's such a blessing to take those books. Right, the next one will show a little bit more about the school.
Yep.
This is the first class that's moved into the new centre. It's anticipated every class will be in here ready to start the new term at the beginning of May. And as you can see, not everything is completed. We have got to paint the walls yet. there is a blackbird, blackboard that is coming that will fill a big portion of that wall, but the desks are here, the children are here, and teacher, what's teacher's name?
Nitros,
okay, that's lovely to see you. So this is the first class. Now I'm going to walk through the rest of the school and we'll just see where all the children are going to go. Hello. So we've already gone past Mary's office and one of the classrooms. Now there's another classroom. These are big size classrooms and it's anticipated the maximum of 25 children possibly will use this. So that is not a large number. It's large enough for the room, so they should be able to get good education. We carry on down here. There we go. It goes on longer, but we just cut it down. It's not fancy, that school, is it? But for £15,500, they've got a school that is how many times better than their old one, love? What was my description
different.
Of the old one?
I'm not saying it.
A black hole.
Ah.
That's just what it was, a black hole. And when we visited in the last time, there was part of the roof missing. And the landlord, yeah, he would do it sometime. But the rains were coming. It was a terrible place. So we came back and we said, do you know, if I had the money. And obviously it must have been an echo from God, because we got the money through several people and we was able to build this school, and this will make a tremendous difference to the 200 children. So that was £15,500. Mary is supported monthly by £300, I think it is, £230 a month. And I tell you what, that money's got elastic. It's supposed to support her, but she buys desks with it, she buys food with it.
She saves, doesn't she? It's
amazing, you know. And really, our prayer is, we'd love to support this. We don't feel brave enough to start the same five-year project as Greater Love, because that money, it really does, it's a lot of money to find month by month. But we do want to start in a small way. And I reckon, just pulling a figure out of the air, that we'd like to spend about £5,000 to equip that school. It wants shelves in, it wants desks for teachers, there's lots of things it wants. In the toilets, at the end of that video, it shows they've got two toilets and they're septic tanks, so they're not deep drop toilets, which is they're very posh for that slum in Caraguacho, isn't it? Caraguacho slum. But they've a tap with water running out, but there's no sinks. So I reckon £5,000 and we can set that school up and get it to a place where they can start to go forward. Mm. But then there's the supporting of the teachers, and then there's the food, and Father knows. So we don't need to retire just yet, do we, love?
No, but we are getting older.
Well, that's a good thing, getting older. It's when you stop growing older that the problem is.
Right, okay, I get that.
So, and the third school, which this is the only picture I have of it. You remember the roof that we replaced in, I think it was September, October, a nice fancy roof. We did drainage to take the water away into the main drainage system. And if you see the school sign there, that's actually me, that with a rucksack on my back. You turn right there and you come to this little school, which is a haven of peace in that place.
Yes.
Oh, that's Kibera slum, the biggest slum in Africa. How can people live in situations like that? Did we show a video of going to the house of that little girl?
I think we did.
Did we show that at church?
Yes, I think we
Right,
did.
Well, the journey starts from there and it goes downhill. Yes, it's exciting. You always keep, you don't look, you know how Christians are supposed to look up when when you're in Kibera in those places, you always look down because you want to know where your feet are going to go. It's very, very important. So that's the work, something that we're doing. We don't have any other commitments with Beatrice at the Fruitful Centre. We will be going back and I'm sure we'll bless them with something. But again, there's only so much we can do, basically. So, going on, there we go. Right. We're coming to a section which I have called What have I called it? There we go.
Working with the churches, it is, isn't it?
Okay. Working with the churches in Kenya. This is a church in Dandora. I like the term of Dandora. It's called a first-class slum. First-class slum. It's not a real slum, but it's a slum. And we got there quite early. And, well, you can see the structure is quite exciting, isn't it? There's plenty of metal there, and it's quite an interesting church. This was at the coast.
This was Mombasa, wasn't it?
Yeah, near Mombasa, yeah. To Ukunda.
Ukunda.
We did the... I'll come to that later. That was a church of hundreds. There was hundreds there.
Yeah, there were.
40 degrees. Hey, and I tell you what, Stuart, where's Stuart? Roberts, he's there. I've got some, that guy had some moves that were unbelievable. I'll show you them later. I think, you know, you could sort of skid along here. It'd be so good, you know. Eva might stop coming, but... this was at Columbia, where we put the pump in. This is a beautiful church, full of families and young people. The roof is the school. The church is being expanded. There's the original church. There's the an extra bit, and then there's another bit, isn't there? Mm. And it was it just when you preach there, the response you get. If you ask for people to come forward for prayer. People come forward and you pray and you just believe God's just so present. It is African, I've got to say. In fact, I've got a little video of a new church here. Beautiful. Don't you love the costumes? What do you feel yourself with? Oh, I just love it. I love it. I love it slightly cooler than 40. The experience I had at the church when I was preaching, you have an handkerchief. I fetched an handkerchief today in case I got a bit of a sweat on or I needed to blow my nose. This is pathetic. From the hotel, I brought this serviette, and it must have been the size of that. Everybody comes to church with a great big serviette, and they're constantly mopping their face. 40 degrees, could you imagine it? But they sing, they dance, they worship, and I love it, I love it. So, we're involved with quite a lot of youth ministries. Children's ministry team, the people we work with, they organise teaching, I've talked forever, go on.
I'm not quite sure what you're saying, darling.
I'm saying...
everybody feels the same.
In April, August and December.
Oh, it's the VBS.
The VBS, yes. Vacation Bible Schools.
Yes, that's it.
And this was one near, I can't remember where it was near, and but they were all teenagers. And when you see about 100 teenagers you're going to speak to, you suddenly think, I'm happy with children. I'm used to speaking to adults. Yeah. Just all those youths, you know. So you start off with football. Because everybody knows football. This area hardly knew a football team. I didn't get the start. But by the end of the day, they were having a great time. I nearly lost my life, but they were having a great time. Right. Darling, over to you.
Oh, yes. This is Mombasa, where we did the listening skills course. Which frightened the life out of me at first when it was suggested, but one of the things I had written from our choruses today, I will look back and see that you are faithful, and that's exactly what I see now, because I felt absolutely unequipped to do this thing called the listening skills. There were about 15 or 16 people. There were teachers, there were Sunday school teachers, there was a couple who called themselves paralegal, weren't there? I think actually, I don't think he had a Muslim faith, but he came from a Muslim family. And they were all gathered around in this room, waiting for whatever I might have been able to give them. But I will look back and see that you are faithful. And I feel that Father really helped me with that, really enabled me. So actually, when I was there, I wasn't scared at all, was I?
No.
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 And I noticed you, I thought I would be able to come back and say, and you know what the wonderful thing was? Duncan actually listened. But don't get too excited, because I did see him at one point with his head in his hands, and that's when I thought, oh, bless him, he's realizing that for all this time he's not been listening to people. Actually, I think he was asleep. But that's okay.
It was 40 degrees. But I wasn't asleep.
For me also, darling. For me also it was 40 degrees.
Yeah, but talking kept you awake.
Oh, okay.
Right, and you are preparing more for them, a children's counselling course for the future,
yes.
Aren't you? Lots and lots
yes.
of plans.
Yes,
so
there are
we
lots
just look
of plans.
To God. Again, actually to go there was quite expensive. I think the total budget for that conference was about £1,500. Because you need somewhere to meet, you need to feed people.
Some people came
yeah.
over 300 miles, didn't
yeah.
they? But I don't want to forget to say what they gave to us in terms of their passion for the children. You know, they are determined to do whatever it takes to spread God's message and to help the children. And that's a joy, isn't it?
Oh,
it's a joy
yeah.
to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they basically aren't getting that much help, but it doesn't seem to make any difference.
Right, moving on. Right, okay, we're going to move on now to irrigation and farming God's way. And I've been told not to talk too long. Well, I can't do, because it's 10 to, you see.
Oh,
so
good.
Time is going
good.
By. The pump that we put in at Columbia is such a blessing to the neighbourhood. And it's been an even bigger blessing because there's a plot of land just underneath it, and we've been trialing farming God's way plots of maize. And when we had the first teaching session, there were about 30-40 people came there. There was talked about, well, I'm going to have some pictures in a minute, it's all there. That is great maize grown farming God's way. The next picture, sown at the same time. On the right is traditional, on the left is growing with the techniques of farming God's way. And that was before I came, that was taken when they were growing. And this is the crop when we was there. Now it does look dead, I know, but if you look at the crop there, there's only about one plant in every 6 or 10, there was such a little crop taken from it. Next one, please. And while we was there, we took some cobs from Farming God's Way, and the bottom right-hand corner is a cob from traditional farming. And that is why the people are hungry. We can do so much. I'm really so excited. Next one, please. And this is we've not time to show this video. But this guy called Wellington farmed God's way, and he got a tremendous crop, and he just extols it, and he's now planting the next crop. And after we was there in October, that's right, after we was there in September, October
yes.
last year,
yes.
there was three different groups who were being trained in farming God's way. In the end, there was over 110 people. Next one, please. And not just from big centres, people travelled. If you look at the bottom right-hand corner near Mombasa, that is the best part of a 300-mile journey. And groups of two or three people came from different areas to a central location at Nairobi. We had to pay for their bus fare, we had to put them up for the 3 days and feed them. And then when they went back with everything they needed to grow a plot of maize to feed a family for 12 months. And that basically is a teaching session. After the teaching session, they were shown how to do it, and that's just the piles of stuff. And the blessing of the pump was that the what we sowed before, they could carry on watering it from the pump, which was a blessing. Yeah, yes. Next one's good. That's 3 days teaching. That just goes over it again. So next one, please. Right. Can I tell you? This is a little lad called, his dad's called Duncan as well. And can I tell you, I've never met his mother. All right, it is no relation whatsoever, but they're absolutely thrilled that there's a little Duncan with a father called Duncan in Inua, somewhere like that, which is about a good 100 miles from Nairobi. And all right, the pitch, that grain is the beginning of this crop. Can I tell you, it's been a... You know when you see pictures of people who are hungry and your heart goes out, don't you? Is that right? You can talk. Yeah. It does, doesn't it? When you know the people who are going to be hungry, it puts it on a whole... it's made a difference to me. They should have sown 4 or 5 weeks ago. This is the wet season. But you've seen what's been going on in Mozambique. They've had 2 cyclones. They've flattened great areas. And I think it's just changed the old weather pattern. And now in Kenya, they've only just this last week sown. I think everywhere's sown now. They've had land ready. 110 families of prepared fields just like that with holes waiting for the rains. For four or five weeks, the rains have been delayed. And we were just at the point of saying, oh, let's grow an alternative, which is a shorter harvesting period. But then it just came, so we've sown and we're just trusting the Lord. We just want the rains to continue. You know, I did ask the Lord, Lord, why this year when we're just seeking to get this off the ground are the rains late? But this is what the world is coping with. And we as Christians in the world are the same situations, don't we? So, we're getting to the end, actually.
Just before we do,
yes.
Don't let's forget how, because we've got a WhatsApp for the farming and one thing and another, and it was such a joy to see all the people on the WhatsApp encouraging one another, all putting scripture verses on, because it did seem
waiting on the Lord,
yes,
weren't they, really,
basically. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's wonderful to see the care that they have for one another.
Yeah. So this is the last subject we're covering is I should have said, in the Farming God's Way, we're really praying what to do about this, to take it forward. We're looking at doing small allotments with individual families. There are many ways the principles of Farming God's Way can revolutionize lives. And we're really just praying about how we can do this. So,
this is
yes.
Ruth. And a lot of people know you in England, Ruth, because they've seen your picture.
Hello.
They're praying for you.
Put him on.
Just take it back to the beginning. It started... Right, try it again.
This is Ruth.
It should be a mobile.
This is Ruth.
Oh, it is.
And a lot of people know you in England.
They're praying for you.
And I want to just tell them the story. And I want to just tell them the story.
No, it's double playing. It doesn't matter, we haven't time really. Microloans. We're involved with 3 different microloans. This is Ruth. She had £400. She was the one whose husband was murdered at work, and she's children, you know, and a £400 loan, and she's opened this little shop, and it's a beautiful story. I'd love to show that sometime. It's just a success. We're involved with the Kazakh Zak loan, of course. And there's, we haven't time to go into that, but there's a young lady in university and children at school because of it. There's another loan that's gone to somebody who works in catering and lost everything in a road crash, and they're halfway through paying back a loan. There is lots we could say about that. Yes, we haven't got time. No, we'll shut it up. Is the battery gone in this? Oh, right. Okay. Everything was organized but that. So really, yes, I hope you've seen a glimpse. I'm going to stick to the old-fashioned way next time, eh? Move it, instead of clicking, eh? So, right, just in closing, what shall we say in closing, love? We've 2 minutes, so do you want to say something and I'll just say something?
I think it's the understanding that we are all seeking to be faithful to what we believe is a God-given ministry. We want God to be honoured, as indeed CMT do. It's a joy to have meetings with them. They're very formal, far more formal than we are in England. But, you know, they're given their titles and one thing and another. But it's always about prayer, always about prayer, always about seeking to be faithful, seeking to do God's will and not their own. And we come back sort of full of that, don't we?
Yeah. Certainly do. So in closing, I'd like to thank John and Alan and Oliver, who worked with us, Oliver doing the accounts, and John and Alan, who isn't... Oh, he is here. Yay! Thank you. Our trustees who work with us so faithfully. It's tremendous. Our promise is that every penny is given goes to the work. We don't get any money. It costs us a lot of money actually to go, doesn't it? No money's taken out for doing anything. Every penny given goes to the point of need, and that's our promise to everyone. And I think that's it. What shall we say? Oh yeah, we always invite people to come with us. I know, Janine, one of these days we're going to go and do children's ministry, aren't we? People, if you feel something inside you, want to go and visit, you could plough with us for 2 weeks. You will get a bit fed up with farming God's way and such like. But if you came for 4 days, look round Nairobi, go and look at what's happening in the rural areas, and then make a holiday of it, that's great, you know. But if you want to come and work with the children in the schools, there's lots of opportunity, and you will be blessed. And those children who have known nothing but brokenness and emptiness and just nothing, they will feel so valued that people who care will go and visit them. So that's an invitation. But just remember, going back to the beginning, there is only one source. And what we do is we're in the flow of God's source. And our hope, I'm still a hopeful guy, and you're a hopeful girl. You're hoping that I'll change a little bit more as the days go on. But the hope we have is in God alone. And this ministry, we believe, is touching the lives of thousands. It really will. And the potential of this farming, I'm going on about it again.
I know, darling,
gone ding dong. Does it open up this floor?
Yeah, it should do. It should do. That would be really good.
Thank you for listening. And I'm sorry my clicker didn't work. It's like a lot of things in Kenya. They always did work at one stage, but there's some reason why they're not, isn't it?
Can I say on behalf of us all, thank you, Duncan. Yes, give him a round of applause.
Jeff,
and
just one thing. We are the Source of Hope, a separate charity. And Jeff knows right at the beginning, I really longed that we weren't a separate charity, but we came out of the fellowship. And for many reasons, it's better that we are a separate charity. Can I tell you, 40-odd years ago, I've been with the fellowship here from day one. And when I'm out there, I feel that it is the source of hope is coming out of here, because this is my home. So please, I just wanted to say that. This is our home, and the work comes from this, what has happened here, and how God has blessed us over the years.
Thank you for sharing that. For both of you, really. It's been...